Hi, welcome to All These Things Podcast. I'm James.
And I'm Artesia.
We're a married couple navigating life in corporate America.
One part auditor.
One part PR professional.
We enjoy traveling, finding unique events, and plotting our next adventure. On All These Things, we talk about all things relationships, success, inspiration, culture, and anything else that's top of mind. Listen in and enjoy All These Things Podcast.
Let's start the show.
Okay. Welcome back to All These Things Podcast.
Hey, everybody.
So we know it's literally the heat of the summer, but while some people are taking breaks and heading out to the beach, we know that some people are definitely focused on getting jobs and thinking about how they're going to switch things up in the fall. So we thought it would be a good opportunity to do something with All Things Success. So let's jump right into it.
In All Things Success, we discuss how you can navigate workplace issues, advance your career, and be a boss in general.
So today for All Things Success, we have another article from our dear friend Liz Ryan.
Yeah, she gives us so many good topics.
Yeah, seriously, one day, Liz, you need to come on the show. But the title of the article that we caught was Five Lies You'll Hear at Work.
Okay.
So I immediately wanted to click into this and see what this was about. And
lies from coworkers?
Just you wait. This is perfect for me. It was lies about business communication.
Okay.
Perfectly served up. So we've all been at work and you know you hear people say things and you're just like, this makes no sense. So I'm going to quickly read through what the 5 points are. Really short.
Okay.
First one. Business communication is merely factual. It's not personal. Lie number two. In our company, we pay for the position, not the person in the job.
Mm.
Lie number three. If you can't measure it, you can't manage it. Lie number four. We have to stick to the policy. It wouldn't be fair to make an exception.
Yeah, I know that one. That's false for sure.
Lie number five. It's not personal. It's just business.
Yeah, no, that's also a lie. Most things are personal. So yeah, the ones that stick out to me the most are the fourth one that you said about
the policy.
The policy. So they're saying we have to stick to the policy. We can't make an exception. Companies make exceptions all the time. They make exceptions for people they want to keep. They make exceptions when circumstances are extenuating. Exceptions are like a part of the process, just like in anything else.
You know, the minute you create a rule, there are people thinking about what the exception is. So I don't know. And I mean, I feel like in a business perspective, there's always something going on. There's always a way around it. And it really depends on, this is why I laugh when people say, the fifth one, it's not personal, it's just business. That's not true. It only becomes business personal when you want to close a conversation. Oh, it's just business. That's an excuse. It's always personal, and it's based on your personal relationships that you are granted an exception.
Agreed.
That's just what it is. You have to know who to ask for the exception, and you have to be in a good place with that person in order for them to grant it to you.
I don't know how many times I've seen cases where people have not asked questions to get like a certain benefit or a perk at their company, and so then they obviously don't get it because they don't ask. But then later come to find out, oh, so-and-so on my team, he was given $500 to go to a training. Or they paid for someone to go and present somewhere or someone to go attend a conference. And it's like, I know the policy doesn't say anything about it, but once you have those conversations, it becomes personal. Does your manager think it's worth it?
With things like training, I find it so crazy. But honestly, we as society have, at least in America, have created the problem for ourselves because people plan for training budgets, not planning for all of their staff because they know not everybody's going to ask. And I have seen it where people say, oh, there's tight budgets, this, that. One person will get denied and another one will get approved based on that relationship. And so just so you know, and they'll use these same excuses. It's just business or the budget's just tight.
Yeah.
But why was this request approved but that one not?
Right. And they're like, oh, well, you know, I really had nothing to do with it. We just can't do it.
It's
but
just
then
the
you
policy.
Find out they're doing it for someone else. So right. It's not actually the policy. So, what are the first two?
The first one is very similar to the fifth. Business communication is merely factual. It's not personal. It's very straightforward.
Right.
It's the same thing. The second one is one we can definitely go in on. In our company, we pay for the position, not the person in the job. False, false, false.
Agreed.
There are some times when you might want to use that language as leverage to say that a certain position should be at a certain salary bracket.
Yeah, like if you're going in below what the position is and you don't want them to lowball you, then you, of course you're
because there is a range. There's always a range.
Yeah, your whole justification is going to say this position pays X amount of dollars. But once you become, for lack of a better phrase, a subject matter expert in your field, once you become someone who's very valuable in that job or in that position, that company is essentially paying for you to do the job. They're not paying for the job to be filled.
Exactly. And it all depends on, once again, it comes back to relationship. If you're interviewing for something, your job is to really, really decide that these people have to have you.
Yeah, because sell
yourself. Because once they get that, it's like any other thing. Think about anything you ever wanted. Once you knew you had to have it, you were willing to pay quite more than you probably thought you were in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And they're paying to have you, not to have somebody in that role.
You know, a good analogy for this is kind of like buying handbags, right?
Really?
Like, handbags. Well, the position, well, wait, the designer handbags.
Uh-huh.
Because the position is, it's a bag and it carries things. But the personal is the brand that you want to have. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like that. It's like, I'm not just paying for a bag. I'm paying for this bag. I'm paying for this position or for this, designer's bag. So you can always bring it back to money and handbags.
Okay.
No, but do you get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. Like, I get what you're saying.
I mean, you kind of take that into work and you say, like, you guys are not just paying for some, for example, if someone is like an accountant, you're not just paying, you might not just be paying for an accountant to push, numbers through and to get the financial statements together. You might need to pay for a type of person who can do it efficiently, who can manage the whole team, who knows, how to make the reports look a certain way. That person might have certain skills that are in above the quote position of the job. They might be worth paying more.
Right. And I'll just come back to this policy point really quickly and make one last point for me, which is when people are saying we have to stick to the policy, it wouldn't be fair to make an exception. That's okay for everybody in general. It's nice to have a policy to point towards because people feel like they give them cover. But to be honest, if you're looking to be successful, if you want to get ahead, the people who are most successful, the people who are at the top of industries, did not get there by following policies. People got exceptions. People helped them in ways that other people were not helped. They were given information other people did not receive. So if you're thinking about how this is going to work and you're trying to figure out how you can get ahead and be successful, build personal relationships with people who can make those exceptions for you. And then think about in certain cases where you may need to be flexible and make some exceptions for other people. Because that's what the name of the game is in business in terms of who can you help and who can help you. Because exceptions are real and they exist, and that's how people make it to the top.
The auditor in me is like, but don't break too many policies because we'll find you.
Don't break too many policies, but there are times when you're gonna have to break a policy for somebody. And people, when somebody truly helps you, I know you remember. I still remember to this day when I was in college and I was having so much trouble getting housing on one campus versus another. They were telling me everything up and down about the policy. Mind you, I worked for housing at the time. And I just happened to find somebody who was a peer of mine who worked in that office and was controlling the housing system. And she's like, oh, that's the issue? 5 minutes. She moved my name from one list to the other list. Suddenly I had a room with a roommate assignment. And she told me when I could go get the key.
Yep.
And I'll never forget it. And if she ever calls me for anything, I'm going to help her. I'm going to find a way to make an exception to the rule because it meant nothing. No one picked up on it. It was a room that needed to be filled.
Yeah.
And I was good position to do it. It's a job that needs a person, and you can be the person to get it. And that's just the fact of the matter. So build relationships and think about how you can create a culture of help between you and the people who are helping you.
Awesome.
All right.
Done and done.
Done and done. Go forth and be successful this week.
All right, everybody. Bye.